Push.
Wee.
Push.
I'm pushing my legs back and forth.
Push too hard?
Dad, no!
Sweetie, are you okay?
I'm breaking my knee.
Let me look at it. It's just a scrape.
Oh, it hurts really bad.
Let me pour some rubbing alcohol on it.
My flesh is burning.
I know it feels like that.
What's you up? Would, Dad. You're an alcoholic.
Glug, 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 glug. Sorry, I let you down. I thought that if we spent more time with each other out here by the grape tree, that I'd be able to get away from my demons. But, yeah. Sally, I've...
You drink wine once every month. I can tell the devil has a hold on you.
Sweetheart, don't be like me. I'm dying of alcohol poisoning by your 18th birthday. And I want you to remember the good parts of me. Do you think you can do that?
Like what? Well, what are the good parts of you, Dad?
Well, I went out with you to the swing, didn't I? And I gave you 3 good pushes before you fell off, didn't I?
Yeah.
Remember the good parts of me, Sally. Not the drunk I was, the drunk I am. I didn't always used to be this way. Before the bottle, there was the cradle. I would push you back and forth to help you go to sleep. Before the bottle, oh, I was able. I could go and run and play 7 days a week. Got postpartum. It was tough for me to handle, so I'd stay up with a bottle of scotch with no one for company but a candle. And I'm not blaming your mom for the natural thing that she had to go through.
Good.
I'm just painting a picture of how I started to drink all the booze. Remember
once a
me
month.
For who I was. Don't remember me for who I am. I want you to have a picture of a man who isn't drunk all the time. Think you can do that for me? What do you say, Sally? A glug, glug, glug. Can you remember your old papa? Not the shadow of who I am.
I promise.
It'll be our little secret. A 5, a 6, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Musical Monday, Musical Monday.
Let's see what we can see.
The truth about the grape tree.
Musical Monday.
Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shade, Improv Broadway. Those are our names, and that's where we're at. And if you notice, whoa, check this out. There's no chords hanging out.
Wow.
We had 2 friends help out. One did more, I won't say who, to help cover it up so it looks all beautiful and magical. But if this is your first time tuning into Musical Monday, this is the show where we review musicals that no one's ever heard about. And you just heard the opening scene of The Secret of the Grape Tree, which is...
No.
What?
The truth.
The truth of the grape tree.
Which is sometimes secret and sometimes not.
Sometimes out in the open.
Right. It makes that last line not make as much sense.
Oh, I think it's normal for dads to say, let's keep secrets.
Also, the truth. Well, at what point in the story is it the truth? And
maybe
at what point of the story is it the
secret?
Right. You know?
You can't have truth without secrets. Can't have secrets without truth.
Yeah. That's science.
Yeah. It's fun to have lie secrets. Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anyone this lie.
I have 3 throats.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell them my lies.
I played baseball with Reagan. Don't tell anybody.
Babe Ruth is my grandpa.
Well, you just heard the opening song, setting the stage of a father struggling with alcoholism, but desperately wants his daughter to remember him for someone he used
yes,
to be.
Yes, and he has an insanely low tolerance for alcohol. He really does only drink once a month,
and
as
that's
is established.
Too much.
And for some reason, his body does
well,
not take
if
that
we remember back in the scene, he drinks wine once a month, but rubbing alcohol sporadically.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Well, I really hope this musical takes such a serious topic in good
and treats it appropriately. We're gonna find out.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, there aren't that many rubbing alcohol alcoholics because it is truly bad for you. It burns
right.
your insides horribly.
Right.
That's not the reason.
Yeah.
But
what?
What?
Huh?
What?
Explain more.
Oh no! What? It's a secret and a lie.
We'll find out at the end what that means.
Yeah, at the end you'll know.
But this young girl is just faced with this incredible pressure. So whenever I ask her, like, how's your dad? She has to be like, he's great. He's incredible. He doesn't drink once a month.
Yeah.
And it, you know, having that, putting that pressure on a young child can cause a lot of strain.
Yeah. Well, talk about lies. She's the king of lying. Because she has practiced lying about her dad all day. She's one of those kids who's like, my dad's president.
Yeah. Yeah, very so specifically she... asked, remember me better. And now she's going way over the top.
Yeah, well,
she,
like...
to try to counteract against the things that she actually does know about her dad, she makes up this make-believe version of, she's like, here's the dad I wish I had. I'm just going to tell everyone I have that dad
elaborate,
to try to cope.
Elaborate backstory.
Yeah. So in this song, she's on the playground. And all of her friends and all of her bullies and all of her acquaintances don't believe her.
Right.
And
except she's... for one who's like, yeah.
Yeah. Why would
Jerry.
She lie about all that?
Yeah, Jerry's into it.
In this song, best dad ever.
My dad owns Payless, and your dad owns no businesses.
My dad's unemployed.
Yeah, my dad's the best. My dad's the best. Better than all the rest. My dad's the best. Yeah, he's better than all the rest. He's got 17 Dalmatians. He's the leader of our fearless nation. My dad's the best.
Your dad's the president.
Better than the rest.
Yeah, right.
My dad's the best.
Okay.
Nationality.
That can't
be
true.
Knows how to microblade, and he also's from the movie Blade, and he's best friends with that guy
Snipes?
From Arrested Development.
Michael Cera?
No, it's Jason Bateman. My dad's the best.
Well, if he's not friends with Michael Cera,
better
I don't think he's that
rest.
Cool.
My dad's the best. Like a bouquet. That's what I'd like.
That's weird. I'm sorry, Sally.
My dad.
No, he plucks a hair from your head every day and puts it on a table as a bouquet. Look, I don't want to be racist. He's every nationality, but that's weird.
My dad's the best. Better than the rest.
Hey, I believe her. Her dad's the best. Right? Her dad's the best. Right? He invented Neapolitan ice cream.
And he invented Neosporin.
And he invented the chain link fence.
And he discovered chlorine.
And he made the moon so big and bright that it keeps our streets lit at night.
And when I go in his room, he gives me a warm glass of milk. And when I stub my toe, he's always there to help.
Because
my dad's the best. Better than the rest. My dad's the best.
The best. Ugh. The support of little old Frankie. Just hype, man. See, he doesn't have a dad of his own. So he, when he hears this amazing dad, he's like, wow, it must be true. Because he'd like to believe there's a dad out there for him like that.
He's like, dad. Oh man, if this is what dads are like, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
His dad went to get the milk.
Yeah.
And then the milk got him.
Got him.
Big milk.
Lactose intolerant.
big milk abducted him.
Forced him to drink milk. Pooped himself
to death. Yeah, Big Milk needed a mascot, and they're like, that guy is really white. Let's snatch him.
He's forced to see his father in advertisements, but in every advertisement he says, help, help, please, I don't want to be in this ad.
And everyone's like, man, I love milk.
And just to clarify, I said he wished he were dead. He's not dead. He's forced to be.
He might as well be dead. Big Milk has him.
Who can't get out of that? And he became the milkman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and who knows? It might not be his live body. It could be his dead body being used as a puppet.
Yeah, or
it could be scary.
We'll never know. That's one of the secrets and not the truths of this musical.
Yes. But it all comes to a head because it's the girl's 18th birthday, and like her father said in the first
girl's
scene,
name is Lucy.
Sally. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lucy Sally.
It was been both Sally's called her Sally.
Right.
But like was foretold in the first song, he said he's going to die on her 18th birthday, and it's her 18th birthday. And so she re-meets her dying father at the grape tree. And this is where they're able to sort of like hash it out. And
well, this is the grape tree is from the beginning scene where he's pushing her. There's a swing that hangs from the grape tree.
Right. Yeah.
And most people might say, hey, I thought grapes grew on vines, like in vineyards. Here.
Not here.
It's the one detail that's different from
it's
real life.
It's as big as a redwood.
Yeah. This is one of the lies of the musicals that grapes grow on trees. Well, the funny thing is all the stories that she tells of her dad, there's one thing that she always tells true, and that's the grape tree.
And that's the grape tree.
Yeah,
he pushed me.
He pushes me on the swing on the grape tree.
But on his death day, she's pushing him on the swing.
That's right. It's like the giving tree, but it's the giving dad.
And it's also like, I'll love you forever.
My mom used to read that to me all the time.
Same.
Sing it to me. What
same.
What tune did she sing yours?
Oh, I have no idea.
My mom sang it. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby will be. You don't remember your tune?
No, I don't know if it got sung to me.
Oh, she just said it?
Yeah, Mom. I didn't know it was a song either until we...
Loser. I guess my mom actually loved me.
I don't know if this is the whole song, but they do sing a version of this song. Because he said... he sings this. Did you remember me like I asked that you do it? Did you call me a hero and say I was the best? 'Cause I want to be remembered as the number one best dad. And here on my death day, before I'm laid to rest. And then she sings back to him in the same lullaby tune as I love you. She says,
I'll like you for always, I'll dislike you sometimes. I know dads are human and fallible, it's true. But even as I grow and make mistakes, I'll think of you. In every little step, jump, and leap that I do. One great leap for men. One giant leap for dad.
One great leap for men. One giant leap for dad. I've taught you all I know, just like that great saying. 'Cause I was the first man who walked on the moon. Yes, I was in a rocket ship and not drunk with a bottle. Thanks for remembering my legacy, though I'm surely gone too soon.
I'll love you forever. I'll like you sometimes. I'll love you forever. I'll like you sometimes. I know. Aldrin, and I have his kin, Jeanette.
And the truth of the grape tree is the one thing I did was I planted here on the ground when you were born as a kid.
I promise if you put down the wine, I will never scream or whine. I'll call you dad, I'll call you mine, as long as I shall live. At the end of every rainbow is a part of my dad. For when he grows old, he is still gold, he never goes back.
So for years we can sit here by the grape tree together. One great leap for men,
one giant leap for dads.
I'll love you forever.
I'll like you.
The secret to living past your 18th birthday was not drinking for a minute.
Devil, the devil has finally released you.
Wow. And then this milky ghost bursts out of his mouth.
And who is it but the milkman?
Big milk.
Big milk was the devil all along.
Was inhabiting his body.
And you know who is thirsty? Big Milk.
Big Milk.
It turns out that he wasn't even drinking alcohol. He was drinking milk all this time, but it was destroying his body.
Yeah. And people were so grossed out when he was younger of how much milk he drank that he just started saying, now this is alcohol. And people believed him. He put it in a brown paper bag.
Because it is honestly probably better to drink alcohol than milk. That's science.
Honestly,
look that up.
That's science.
Just from a calorie point of view.
Think of the people you know that drink like a lot of milk.
Yeah. Do you trust like them?
Has a bottle of schnapps ever give you rampant diarrhea? I don't think so.
Yeah, not me.
Not me.
Have you drinking enough milk that you got rampant diarrhea?
Well, for people with lactose intolerant. Oh, people sure. Are alcohol intolerant.
Yeah, it makes my tummy rumble. I'm so grumbly in my tummy.
Well, if any of you are struggling with an alcohol addiction and have a kid, just play this.
No,
let this
find
be a part of your 12-step program. And remember this, that you are more than your addiction.
Remember this. This musical does not represent any real struggle.
But regardless of reality or fiction, we all could use some encouragement to make the changes in our lives we need to be better for the ones who love us. Because we live not just for ourselves, but for those around us who want us to be here. And you know who wants you to be here? Us. Here. Every Monday at...
Musical Monday.
Big milk hungry. Glug glug. Got milk. Got me. Blah, 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 blah.